For the past several months, approximately 40 local men have been practicing on the ice and conducting organized workouts off the ice in preparation for one of the most physically challenging events in which they've ever participated.
I think the physical part, we've done a great job. I think now it just comes down to the mental part. I think mentally we're all prepared. We all have motivations why we're doing this, and we'll get through the 11 days.
That's David Kaplan, one of the players who will skate in the 11-day power play. He lost a friend to cancer 5 years ago and his mother to it 3 months ago. He was among those working out at Northtown Center at Amherst early Monday morning in one last practice before Thursday night's puck drop. The song Courage by the Tragically Hip was the first song in their warm-up mix. A coincidence, the players said, but nonetheless an appropriate song. Everyone participating in the 11-day power play has been touched by cancer in one way or another, including Mike Lesikowski, whose wife is a cancer survivor. His mother was not so fortunate.
Unfortunately, it's become a regular part of our society. So to have Roswell in our backyard doing, you know, not just as a hospital, but as a cancer research facility, that's really what, you know, that's what we're really geared toward. That's what we're putting our money toward, is the cancer research aspect.
Lesikowski first came up with the idea to hold a marathon hockey game to raise money for cancer research 8 years ago.
When the idea popped in my head back in 2009, to do the world's longest hockey game, I had no idea what it was. So as you can imagine, I was pretty surprised to know that it was, at the time, 240-some hours, and it's been broken a few times since 2009.
That record is currently held by a group in Alberta. Lesikowski says those record holders, who also raised money for charity, have offered their advice and support to Buffalo's attempt to set a new record for the longest game played. But the bigger goal of the 11-day power play is to raise $1 million. It did not take long for local amateur and recreational hockey players to join the cause, including Mike Spino, who was asked by a friend to get involved.
I actually work at Roswell. I'm a pharmacist there. And I work with a lot of patients. And I felt like it was something I could give back. I also have some family members that were touched by cancer. My Pee Wee hockey coach actually died from cancer.
To set the record, the players will follow the standard rules of hockey, two teams of no more than 20 players. There will be referees and scorekeepers. The players will take turns. Small groups from both teams will skate in 4.5-hour shifts and then take a 9-hour break before returning to the ice for the next shift. The only official stoppages on the ice will be 10-minute ice resurfacings, once per hour. Todd Anderson was practicing early in the week and was asked about the upcoming test.
Yeah, we're all a little crazy, that's for sure, but you know what? Like I said, it's the cause. We got our mascot, Emmett, who's in the middle of fighting cancer, and he's our motivation in a lot of ways, along with a lot of family members and friends.
The Buffalo Sabres are lending some star power to the cause. Broadcaster Rick Jenneret and former player-turned-broadcaster Rob Ray are scheduled to volunteer time serving in similar roles inside Harbor Center. Former Sabres captain Michael Pekka, whose wife is also a cancer survivor, is also expected to play a role in the game. While the Sabres personnel may have the name recognition, these 40 hockey players will soon become heroes in their own right to many Western New Yorkers. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.